There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's kick off with the tennis.
Yes, let's do so, because it's the 10th edition of the Mubadala World Tennis Championship, December 28th to the 30th. I was down there this morning in Abu Dhabi for the draw. The big news, the big headlines from the draw for the 10th edition is that both Rafa Nadal, the world number one, and the returning Novak Djokovic, they have both been given first round, first day byes, so they will await the winners of the two quarterfinals. Rafa Nadal will play the winner of Stan Wawrinka. He too returning after an injury layoff. He takes on the US Open semi-finalist Pablo Carreño Busta, and in the other quarterfinal it will be Dominic Thiem against the big serving Canadian Milos Raonic. The winner of that will take on Novak Djokovic. I guess ultimately it all comes back to the potential that on December 30th down there in the capital we may just see a final involving Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic. So exciting times. We are the official radio partner of the Mubadala World Tennis Championship. It gets better and better with each passing year, and as I was reminded this morning, Andy Murray won the first edition back in January 2009, a 2.5 hour marathon against Rafa Nadal. Unfortunately, Andy Murray isn't here this time around, but the defending champion Rafa Nadal is, and Novak Djokovic returning to a tennis court after about 6 or 7 months.
Okay, so who have you been talking to today, Chris McCarty? Because usually there's a luminary of the sporting world on your agenda.
Well, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix is upon us. It takes place on Sunday down there at the Yas Marina Circuit. Myself and Robbie got back about 15 minutes or so ago. We've been in conversation this afternoon with the Mercedes driver Valtteri Bottas. Won two races, of course, this year in Russia and in Austria. His debut campaign with Mercedes. And okay, yes, his teammate Lewis Hamilton has taken most of the plaudits and certainly most of the headlines this year, but Valtteri, very nice young man. I've got to say, he was very different to the man that I interviewed 12 months ago in the shape of Nico Rosberg. I've gone on record time and time again of saying this, not Nico's biggest fan. Didn't really warm to me. Really? Very different today. Valtteri, very nice. Gave up 50 minutes of his time. And you can hear that interview from 7 p.m. this evening.
It's a good thing to hear that. I remember last year when you came back from Nico Rosberg and you were less than complimentary.
Very much. In fact, was it last year or was it two? Yeah, Emma was still here, so it would have been 2 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
How time flies in this job. And he was just, for want of a better word, he was just rude. Very struggled with eye contact, wasn't interested in the questions that we put to him, and I get it, we all have bad days, but the professional that these guys are, and given the fact that we've given up our own time to go down and speak to him, you just expect them to be a little bit more engaged. There will be some that maybe say he just wasn't having the questions that me and Emma were putting to him. That's fair, but Valtteri, very different today, was more calm, more cool, more collected, and someone who I think's got, well, he's certainly had a big say in the F1 over the past year or so. He's got a big future, and I think if he sticks around at Mercedes, he may well go on and one day become world driver champion.
And interesting news coming from Newcastle Football Club, Chris.
Yes, it is indeed. It's talk of a potential takeover. We spoke about it a couple of months back now. Mike Ashley putting the club up for sale, and there's a Middle East, there's a UE link in all of this, because PCP Capital Partners, they're headed up by a British businesswoman by the name of Amanda Staveley. They are in talks, we believe. That is certainly the reports coming out of the UK, over a £300 million takeover deal. So what's that? About 1.5 billion dirhams, and negotiations are ongoing. We're not quite sure. It's our understanding that a deal probably will not be pushed through before the end of the year, but it does look, for all intents and purposes, is that a Premier League club will have new owners, and it will be from the Middle East. So exciting times for Newcastle fans. I guess they want to get the deal done quickly. They want to see the back of Mike Ashley, the current owner, but it does appear that Amanda Staveley and PCP Capital Partners will be the new owners of Newcastle United Football Club.
And just very briefly look at the Champions League. Bit of something Tim spotted, a Besiktas player thinking Ronaldo might be making a move to Turkey.
Yeah, Pepe's come out today. I think it was CNN that got the interview with Pepe, in which he has said that he would welcome, and who wouldn't welcome, Cristiano Ronaldo with open arms to Turkey. Do I see Cristiano Ronaldo in the not-too-distant future heading to Turkey? No, I do not. I think Besiktas fans can carry on dreaming with that one. But Real Madrid and Cristiano Ronaldo both in action this evening. Apoel Nicosia will welcome Real Madrid to Cyprus. The big game, though, from my perspective, I'm going to be watching Manchester Leicester City against Feyenoord. OK City have already qualified. There has been some talk that he will blood a couple of youngsters this evening with Pep Guardiola. One boy stands out above all others, a young 17-year-old by the name of Phil Foden. This boy could go all the way to the very top, so excited to see if he's given a run out at the Etihad Stadium this evening. And Champions League football back, excited to stay up till what, 11:45 for kickoff. So
it's an hour later now, isn't it?
I'll be getting to bed at 2 a.m. unfortunately.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.